Proclamation number 2226 of February 1st, 1942. Walk through the works of creation, transformation from death to life. The path through earthly life is only a phase in eternity, and yet it cannot be eliminated, for it only gives the beingness the state of life, whereas otherwise it would eternally remain lifeless, that is, in a state in which the beingness would be unable to recognize, since it is without light, and could not be active because it is without strength. This is a state of death, a state of agony and banishment, but which the beingness feels because it is aware of its existence. For it is spiritual, emerged from the power of God. But the spiritual was originally destined to work in the happy awareness of its power, i.e., to be active for its own happiness. To stand in the highest realization and to lead an eternal life in fullest freedom, which it has forfeited through its own fault, in bondage to the will of the adversary of God. If the beingness is now to be led to its actual destiny and brought close to its original state again, then it must cover the path through the works of creation, since without this a transformation from death to life is not possible. However, this earthly path has to be traveled unconsciously of success. The being has to take this path completely uninfluenced because its will is supposed to change of its own accord. Isn't he bound for the time being insofar as that the will of God prescribes its course of development to it? However, the being also decides to serve itself, otherwise the possibility of higher development is not given to it. The change of will is the actual purpose of the earthly course, which is to be carried out in full awareness in the lost stage as a human being, i.e., the free will has to consciously turn to God. Only then does the being emerge from its former bound, lightless and agonizing state into the state of freedom and realization, into the state of bliss and eternal life. Life or death. Each state is created by the beingness itself, depending on whether it has changed its will or remained in it. For even the endlessly long earthly path can be traveled in vain if the will of the beingness does not want to bow down to God but turns towards its adversary. Then the earthly course has not brought the being redemption, and the state of death is its fate in eternity. Even then the will of the being can still change this state, but this is a far more difficult process of change, often of unimaginably long duration, because the state of death is also a state of completely weakened will, but this will can just as little be directed upwards as in earthly life. The beingness, which in earthly life was always and constantly able to strive upwards through a constant supply of life energy in every stage of development, is now completely powerless and does not use its will. It is at the mercy of the will of the evil power and does not defend itself against it because it also lacks the power of resistance to do so. Nevertheless, it is aware of its agonizing situation. It suffers without being able to create a remedy for itself, which it could certainly create through its will. But again, these agonies are the lost possibility to still change the will, for the being can no longer be influenced in any other way. It must feel the agonies as unbearable, and the favor of a ray of light must be sent to it in a flash, which can then stimulate its will and change it. This is the last favor which God grants to the unredeemed being, that the beings of light are allowed to join it and try to influence it. Where this last favor is disregarded, there the being is irrevocably doomed to death, i.e., the beingness is so God-rejecting that God's love withdraws from it and it sinks into complete lifelessness, that it is again what it was before primeval times, a solidified mass. The hardest matter, which remains like this for eternities before it is again allowed to start the renewed process of change, as an outer shell of the spiritual, which starts its course of development on Earth. Amen.